Admission Straight Talk, Accepted.com's podcast about graduate admissions. I'm Linda Abraham, the founder of Accepted and the host of this podcast. Thank you for joining us. For today's segment of Admission Straight Talk, I have invited Dr. Suzanne Miller to join us. Dr. Miller is the founder and CEO of MD Admit, author of the Medical School Admissions Guide, a Harvard MD's week-by-week admissions handbook, member of the George Washington University and Virginia Commonwealth University faculties, and an emergency room physician at Inova Fairfax Hospital. In her so-called spare time, she trains for endurance foot and triathlon races. In the past, she attended Harvard College and Harvard Medical School and trained in emergency medicine at Stanford. She first began working in pre-med admissions while a student at Harvard and founded MD Admit while at Stanford. Suzanne, it's a pleasure to speak to you today on Admission Straight Talk. Welcome.
Thank you. Wonderful to be here.
Okay, my first question for you, never before asked and on Admission Straight Talk, is when do you sleep?
I sleep a lot, 8 hours a night.
Hey, that's good.
Oh, I'm a sleeper. No, you know what I'm convinced with? There's always enough time in the day if you're efficient.
Okay.
And doing what you love. So I think that's the key.
Doing what you love is definitely very, very important. All right. Can you tell us a little bit about your background and how you came to found MD Admit?
Sure. So like you said, I started as a pre-med at Harvard College and moved on from there after taking a year off and working at the Institute of Medicine and attended Harvard Medical School. And one of the reasons I was able to attend Harvard was I got a job working in the undergraduate system where I got people into medical school. My job was to be the pre-med tutor for Elliott House. This was a very interesting role in the sense that I was given 400 students, of which about a third were pre-med at one point, and my job was...
Elliott House is a dorm at Harvard?
Elliott House is a dorm at Harvard. The way the Harvard system works is they have pre-med tutors in every one of the 12 undergraduate houses. Mm-hmm. So my primary responsibility was for Elliott House. And that's where I was really introduced to the nuts and bolts of medical school admissions, because my job was to help these students get in. I did that for my time at Harvard Medical School. I lived in Elliott House that entire time. And then when I moved out to Stanford for emergency medicine residency, I started realizing that all this knowledge I had gained was not readily available to everyone else. Everyone wasn't lucky enough to go to Harvard and have this great advising system. So I started actually doing this for free with some friends I had met at cocktail parties. And then they said to me, well, why don't you charge for this? This is something that's very, very helpful. I think you could have a business out of it. So thus, MD Admit was born during my second year of residency. Started it literally with $25 and an internet website, and now it has grown to the business it is today with over a decade of experience helping people get into medical school.
Great. I just saw that you came out with a second edition of the Medical School Admissions Guide. What have you added or removed? How is it new and improved? And are there any favorite changes that you would like to highlight?
Sure. So very exciting to publish the second edition. We at MD Admit were extremely pleasantly surprised by how well the first edition did and realized that the medical school admissions process changes every year. And so thus, the book will change every year. First off, of course, all the dates and the websites have been updated so that they're appropriate for this current cycle. And then in addition, we've added personal statements because we've noticed that from the feedback we get from students who read the book, that they absolutely love having real examples of essays that people have used to get into medical school. Mm-hmm. And in addition, we've added some appendices onto the back. The one I think is the most important is there's now an appendix about ways that you can pay for medical school. And it's not just the traditional financial aid suggestions, but it's giving details